Hello, my name is Nasser Awad, and today I'm going to be teaching you on how to decrease your risk for ulcerative colitis. First off, you may be questioning, what is ulcerative colitis and why would I get it? Ulcerative colitis is a disease that causes inflammation due to the ulcers in the colon, and it is highly influenced by your genetics and your family line. Ulcerative colitis prevention methods include diet changes or nutrition changes, and like being able to mentally cope with the prevention and the stress that comes along with it. Also, exercises you should do are like very beneficial to your body. Let's take a look into nutrition. Diet changes are highly recommended because it is the nutrition and the food that actually comes in contact with your digestive tract, and it could be the main key to preventing anything chronic from happening to your body. Many methods include eating smaller meals, like approximately like 5 meals a day instead of like the average 3, and the time interval between those meals should be around 3 to 4 hours. Also, keep your body filled with nutrients and energy, and like you should drink plenty of water since your large intestines are in charge of absorbing the liquids from your food. Drinking plenty of water means about like 8 cups a day, and it's necessary and it is very advantageous to your body. A good estimate on some necessary foods you should be putting into your body include 4 servings of fruit. And 4 servings of fruit is about 2 to 3 cups. And eating 2 to 3 cups of fruit a day is profitable. Also, in addition to eating 2 to 3 cups of fruit, 1 serving of lean red meat, which is like about the size of your palm, is the limit you should be taking. Lean red meats are like your sirloin cuts. Anything that doesn't have like too much like little white lines on the meat, those white lines of fat are called marbling. The less marbling you eat, the better your health stays and the risk for ulcerative colitis decreases. Substances you should also like stay away from include caffeine, carbonated beverages, and of course alcohol. You don't want to be putting those things in there. Lower fat foods and high fiber foods should be avoided. Only if you are having like kind of constipation and or other problems associated with digestion. High fiber foods kind of include popcorn, nuts, beans, peas, broccoli, and Brussels sprouts. Talking to a dietitian and keeping a food journal would very much help generating a vigorous diet plan. Going into mental health, stress can cause many chronic and life-threatening problems for your body physiologically and psychologically. The risk that stress can cause for you to be diagnosed with ulcerative colitis is very high, so it is very crucial that you must develop great coping skills along with physical and mental body balance. The best ways to achieve body balance is to have a healthy diet, as I explained earlier, and feeding your body with the correct vitamins, such as vitamin B and vitamin K. A positive mindset comes a long way when dealing and coping with the stress in a healthy way and could lead to better mental balance. Exercise is very critical in like decreasing your risk for ulcerative colitis. The exercise recommended are yoga, meditation, and breathing exercises. They all include a mind-body relationship with one another, and they help with the relaxation, a stabilized BP, and the secretion of endorphins. And endorphins are basically like neurotransmitters that help you feel relaxed and like sort of laid back, and they help with pain tolerance. Breathing exercises are very beneficial to you. They should be done using the 4-7-8 pattern, which is like 4 seconds inhaling, 7 seconds holding the breath, and 8 seconds exhaling. Exhalation should always be twice the period of inhalation. 15 cycles of this exercise is called Ujjayi Pranayama, and it is one of the very many breathing exercises that can be done. Although ulcerative colitis is a genetic disease that runs from generation to generation, these simple methods that can be done at home decreases the risk of the disease itself and benefits your body for the better.